Two things struck me this morning. Number one, God's truth is not anti-intellectual. We know that, right? The truth of God can stand up to any scrutiny that man can bring to it. In fact, the truth welcomes scrutiny. So I appreciate the testimonies of these who have said they needed to understand. They need, not that we'll ever fully understand, but again, it's not anti-intellectual, which is what many critics want to say it is. No, truth stands up to as much scrutiny as we can bring to it. And God, there's no questions that God is afraid of, or, you know, he invites our questions in an honest searching for truth. The second thing is this. It's about a relationship, folks. And from even these young fellows and young gals who said, you know, I knew it in my head. I knew about Jesus, but I didn't have a relationship. So I just lay it out to you here. I don't know what, whatever age you are, our children here, our teenagers, you know, we can go through the motions. Going to Sunday school, as we heard, we can fall asleep in church. We can do this. We can conform on the outside. But if we've never had that life-changing, heart-renewing relationship with Jesus Christ, and the amazing thing is that the living God of this universe, the living God of all creation, desires an intimate, personal relationship with you and you and you and me. Thanks be to God for that. It's about a relationship, folks. Praise God indeed. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.